Cold cauliflower with mayonnaise. Vanilla ice cream with sour cherry sauce and iced tea. All of this menu can be prepared early in the day, including the macaroni and cheese, which need only to be reheated before dinner. And have you tried cold cauliflower? Cook your cauliflower as usual, keeping it whole. Cool it and cover the whole cauliflower with mayonnaise, garnishing it with sliced tomatoes, hard-cooked eggs, and watercress. The ice cream can be homemade or purchased from your favorite dealer. Sour cherries, which are in season right now, stewed gently until done and sweetened to your taste, will dress up the plain vanilla ice cream. And iced tea served with plenty of ice, a thin slice of lemon, and a sprig of mint is almost everybody's favorite summer cooler.
And on a day as hot as this, Betty Crocker, I really could go for that meal. And now, let's turn the pages of the Magazine of the Air to our five-star feature with one of America's most famous novelists and short story writers. And here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Sophie Kerr.
Good morning, Miss Kerr. Welcome to the Magazine of the Air.
Good morning, Miss Crocker. I'm very happy to be here.
Miss Kerr, may I present our Master of Ceremonies, Mr. Elliott.
How do you do, Mr. Elliott?
Good morning.
I love your hat.
Thank you. Yours is pretty, too.
You know, we always chat over a cup of coffee here in the kitchen. Would you like to have some?
I'd be delighted.
Will you have cream and sugar?
Take it black.
All right. Miss Kerr, earlier this morning we had a question from a listener that caused a lot of comment among our guests here in the kitchen. I wonder if you'd give us your answer to it. The question is, if you had more leisure time, what would you do with it?
For my pleasure, I would study drawing. For my country, I would take more active part in politics. And for international relations, I would learn the Russian language.
My goodness, I don't think you'd have any leisure time then at all. It would be a full-time job. Women today are certainly thinking about all kinds of things, Miss Kerr, from the atom bomb to what they'll have for dinner tonight. I know you feel very strongly about American women. And do you feel that they're really doing a good job of things?
I certainly do. I am so tired of hearing women beaten up about being neurotics and about being possessive and about being wasteful and lazy and what have you. It is just not true at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you make any distinction between the homemaker and the career woman, Miss Kerr?
I would perhaps make this distinction. The homemaker has the finest career in the world.
Hmm. Hear, hear. Well, do you feel that they're both doing a fine job, both the career woman and the homemaker?
I certainly do. I would like to point out in the record of women a few statistics. Women have entered almost every field of labor, both skilled and unskilled. There are over 16 million of women gainfully employed at the present time in this country. Women pay about one-third of our income taxes. Women own, manage, or are officials of one-fourth of the hotels and restaurants, one-third of the apparel shops, and one-fourth of the personal services. There are 17,000 women owners and managers engaged in various branches of manufacturing. In May 1945, that was the latest statistics I could get on it, there were in some 15,000 banks no less than 140,000 women employees. And I don't know why I should go on with these statistics. These are the women. These women, these lost neurotics, these terrible creatures, these harpies that we read about, working efficiently everywhere. They're not just young girls taking jobs until they get married. No. It is estimated that one-half the women workers of this country are middle-aged, and that means they are working from choice or necessity to support themselves and those dependent upon them, just as men work.
Certainly most encouraging to hear your views on women when, as you say, so many current books and articles are pointing to women with a disparaging finger. Do you feel that women are playing enough part in our national life, that is, I mean politically?
I would like to see women take more interest, more active interest in politics, and I would particularly like to see every woman use her vote. It is our votes, our ballots, our little pieces of paper that we mark and drop into the box on election day, our free, secret expression of our will toward our government. It is our most precious possession. It is our passport to a real new horizon of freedom, independence, and stability in this country.
Thank you, Miss Kirk. You know, I'd like to get back to you and talk a little bit about you. I know that you've just written a new book. I think it's your 20th novel, isn't it?
Yes.
It's called Wife's Eye View, and it's the story of a woman who's a wife and a homemaker, isn't it?
Yes, it's the story of a woman who is a wife and a homemaker, and they're just as poor as they can be, and suddenly her husband, who is a poor author, just wins everything. He gets the big prize, and he gets sells to the movies, and they have so much money they don't know what to do with it, and she is not overwhelmed exactly, but he just feels he has become the oracle. He's so inflated with his new honors and new wealth that he just knows everything and feels that he can tell everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the problem in the wife's mind, what she should do to sort of bring him down to earth and keep things going. And it's all very funny.
Do you think that most women manage their husbands?
Yes, and I think most husbands manage their wives.
Well, you know, from chatting with you before the magazine went on the air, I know that you have a special distinction, Miss Kerr. You're the only woman on the board of the New York Wine and Food Society, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the only woman on the board. We have a very efficient secretary, however, who is a woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is it that there are no other women on the board?
Ah, well, I attend to that. A little dirty work at the crosswords, and I must say, I think the men would be glad if there weren't any women around anywhere.
Well, I don't need to ask you then how you feel about food, because you certainly must feel very well about it. But what would you say are your favorite dishes?
I was born on the eastern shore of Maryland, and of course down there we have wonderful food. We grow everything that's good to eat, and we have really wonderful cooks, and the bread and the cornmeal dishes are particularly good down there. The pone, the hominy, both of those are Indian words that date from the oldest time. All of these things, griddle cakes and so forth, I like all the nice, rich, fattening foods.
Miss Kerr, you've been such a delightful guest that we all hate to say goodbye to you, but that old clock has been ticking away the minutes. But won't you drop in and chat with us again sometime real soon?
Well, we'll make it a date.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Kerr. Wasn't Miss Kerr a wonderful guest, Betty Crocker?
She certainly was.
You know, she's just as much a fan of American women as I am. That makes me like her twice as much.
Hers was a real interesting page this morning.
It sure was. And here's a page coming up that all our listeners wait for every morning. I know they do. It's the cash award section, the all-you-have-to-do department. A $5 check goes to Mrs. Harry Wass of 6265 Sturdy Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, for sending us this question. What do you have to do to separate sliced bacon without breaking the strips? Betty Crocker says,
all you have to do is place the slices in the skillet or baking pan without separating them. When they start to cook, they can be separated easily without tearing. That's all you have to do.
And now here's our big, shiny back cover. Say, do you know what cereal Bill Bevins had at breakfast this morning? That is, if he had his usual breakfast. Why, it was Wheaties, breakfast of champions. Who's Bill Bevins? Why, Bill is a pitcher for the New York Yankees. He's a star athlete. And Bill Bevins eats Wheaties just about every morning. And his kids eat them, too. You know, Bill has two fine boys, 8-year-old Larry and Danny, who is 4. Now, naturally, you're interested in feeding your family well, so I figured that you'd like to hear about this star athlete who eats Wheaties regularly and also gives them to his youngsters. And Bill Bevins is only one of many sports stars who eat and recommend Wheaties. Uh-huh, Wheaties. Milk, fruit, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions. It's the favorite training dish of lots of big-time athletes and coaches. There's swell nourishment in this training dish, too. That's because Wheaties are flakes of 100% whole wheat. Lots of food energy in Wheaties. So how's about giving your family this famous training dish at breakfast? Yes, try the cereal so many star athletes had at breakfast this morning. Try Wheaties. Wheaties are wonderful eating, too. Yes, sir. Ask your grocer today for a couple of packages. The ones with the General Mills trademarks, Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. And now, here's Betty Crocker.
Do be with us again tomorrow when the Magazine of the Air will bring you another issue packed full of household tips, prizes, fun, cash awards, and listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
A big 5-star feature that will give you the secret every woman wants to know. How to fry a chicken golden brown, juicy, and simply delicious. So do join us here in our kitchen again tomorrow. I'll be expecting you. This is Zella Lane speaking for Betty Crocker.
Don't forget, tomorrow, Fried Chicken Day. This has been the Betty Crocker Magazine of the Air, brought to you for service and entertainment by General Mills.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.